Welcome to AncestorsBackThen.com. During this series, we'll learn how our ancestors lived in the 20th century, early to mid-1900s. Their stories are fascinating. I think you'll enjoy it. Let's get started. Today we're having a conversation with a very special person in my life, my dad. He grew up in the South, in the Orlando-Leesburg area, which used to be known in the early years as Fruitland Park because of its citrus crops. Dad's going to tell us how our family survived in the early 20th century. So let's get started. So, Pop, let's start by talking about indoor plumbing.
No, we didn't have no indoor plumbing. We had a faucet. We had a faucet. Had outside water, but the water's on the side of the house.
Okay. So how'd y'all take a shower?
We washed in the tub. Wash tub.
What kind of tub you washing?
Tin tub. When you wash the clothes,
right.
You wash in the wash water, and the rest of water right on down the line.
So how did you get the hot water to take the bath?
And the sun dried.
And then you took that water and everybody took a bath in that water?
Yeah.
And the same water?
Yeah.
So you didn't get no fresh water but after
nope.
Y'all took a bath in the same water?
Mm-hmm.
How'd you go to the bathroom back then?
Well, we had an outside house called outhouse.
Right.
Back out by, about a good quarter of a block from the house.
A quarter of a block?
Yeah.
So you had to walk to it?
Yeah, walk to that wall. Yeah, walk through the backyard and through the little orange grove. We had a little orange grove back then.
You had to go all the way, you had to do all of that.
Go over back there, go to the outhouse.
So what if he was in a hurry?
Well, you had to run.
How did the outhouse get there?
We built it. Just like you built a house. And built something like a refrigerator. It made you like a refrigerator. It had two little holes, things you sit on, you doo-doo and pee. One on one side and one on this side. It had two of them in there.
Oh, you had two holes?
Two holes.
Okay, one for number one, one for number two.
Like two boys could go in or two girls could go in at the same time. And use the door.
What did you use to clean yourself up with, though? Because I know it wasn't no Cool the Northern or Charmin back then.
Newspaper, catalog book. Moss.
Moss?
Mm-hmm.
What is that?
Stuff growing trees.
So you just set it on the side, or you had to take it in there with you to make
It was already in there. You had the big books, like catalog books. And you take the pages out and rub them together, make them soft. Then you wipe your butt and throw it down in the hole.
Oh, my goodness. Mm-hmm. So what happened when the outhouse got full, though? I mean, wasn't it bugs and stuff in there, flies?
Yep, but it didn't get full because it was so deep down there.
Okay.
Yeah. And you had the stuff you pulled in there to kill the germ. Kill them. Yeah. Like lye.
Oh, you put stuff in there to kill the germ?
Yeah, like,
okay. Oh, all right.
It didn't stink or nothing because we're too far from the house.
What about soap? Now, where'd you get the soap
they
from?
They made the soap. Made the soap in the wash pot.
What kind of soap was it?
They call it lye soap.
That is amazing. Did you have a well up front? You said you had a...
No, we had a well. They had running water, but it was on the side of the house. You had to go out and get a bucket. At night, you had to go out and get a bucket of water and bring it inside. You had a dipper. You had to get the water, dip it out, and pour it in the glass and drink it like that. They had no water. Like you got cups and stuff. You had glasses or jars. You use a jar. You dip the water, pour it in the jar, and you drink it. Put the thing in the dishpan, and they wash it, and you put it in back in the little cabinet, the thing, cabinet like that right there. But it's made out of wood, like that. Didn't have cabinets and stuff like that there. It just had tall stuff like that.
Refrigerator?
Yeah, we had an ice box. It wasn't a refrigerator, it was called an ice box. You had to put ice in it. You go to the ice house, get a hunk of ice, and you put the ice in there, and that's what kept it cold. You want some ice to put in your glass, you take the ice pick and chop off some little pieces of ice and put it in the glass. And then cold water. Or we didn't have cold water in the box.
Didn't that hunk of ice melt?
It didn't melt that fast, though. It melted. It would drain out. Had a pipe, it drained out into the pipe outside.
Okay. And then when that got low, you had to
get another hunk of ice. If my son, a hunk of ice, be about big as that toaster up by the microwave.
So how did you carry it, though?
You got a hook. You got a hook you pick it up with. I call it an ice hook. Pick it up and carry it and sledge it. And some gets that size and a little bigger. They got different sizes.
So that's why they call it the ice box.
Mm-hmm.
They
call it the ice box. If you take the food and jars and stuff, dig a hole and put it down in the ground, bury it in the ground.
The food?
Yeah.
Why you bury the food? The food that you're going to eat?
Yeah, it'd be in a jar. It'd be jarred up.
So
you put the whole jar down in the refrigerator, keep them spoiling. Now you got some jar of green beans or green. You want to save them for the next day or next 2 or 3 days? You keep them over like over there. You dig a hole, put the whole jar down in the ground, cover it up.
You bury the food?
Yeah.
And then when you wanted it, you came back.
You go dig it, dig down in, take the jar, take it and wash it off. Go ahead and dump it in the pot and heat it up again.
That was to keep it cool?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
That's why you buried the food in the ground?
Yeah.
I never heard nothing like that. Bury the food. Oh, my goodness. So the chickens, what'd you do to the chickens?
It had chicken farm, but people eat chicken, grinding kill chicken, that chicken, ducks, goat.
You killed them? Who killed them?
We did. Cow, kill the cows, kill the hog, boil water to scrape the hog, take the cow, you take the knife, you cut it and skin him.
Mm-hmm. That's how y'all got y'all meat.
Yeah.
You killed the animals.
You killed the animals.
Boil the water.
That's where you get them now. How you say you're getting food?
Well,
now?
We don't see it. We don't.
I know.
We don't get to see. We don't see nobody killing the chicken.
If they come from different places.
Mm-hmm.
If they have places like farms, they give you the stuff off farms. And they bring them and haul them and put them in the stores. That stuff come off the farm. Like your vegetable and stuff, you get now, it comes off the farm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Why does that come off the farm? You see, back then, they didn't have to highway and keep. You had to cook it and put what they call preserves.
Yeah, you cooked it immediately you picked it.
You put it in the jar and you let it, when it cool down, you take it and put it on the shelf, line it up. Keep lining up like that.
But some of it you put it underground, though.
Yeah, some of it you put it on the ground. You keep it over so many days, you put it in the ground. Dig a hole and put it in the ground. Because the dirt didn't get that hot. Mm. When you go down deeper, it stay cool down.
I wonder who thought of that.
There was some good old days back then, people do know and remember. But there was some good old days. They wasn't bad back then. That's the only thing, that's why people just didn't like the black people. Yeah, they didn't like black people, that's all.
But they didn't burn your house down?
No, they didn't burn your house down.
Did you ever see anybody like hanging from a tree and all of that stuff?
They're like, white people live on this side, white people live on that side.
And you couldn't stop, but you
couldn't. You couldn't stop unless you know somebody's white people and you stop. I had to cut grass for white people. It's called Libertine Battery. They cut their grass on every so often.
They paid you?
Yeah, they paid. Yeah, they paid you. Mm-hmm. I do. Other people had to cut grass from different places.
I'm glad it wasn't too bad, because.
They wasn't bad back in the day. Just the white people just didn't like the black people. And that's still nothing. There's some towns like that now. But certain states, there are some certain states white people don't like them.
But I like the fact that y'all didn't see a whole bunch of, like, you know, where they would hang the black people from the trees and all that stuff.
No, they didn't do that back. No, not where we was at.
Y'all were in a good area.
They had places that did that, though.
Oh, I know they did, but I'm glad you didn't have to witness any of that.
Now, we was in, real, really bad, like Georgia and Alabama.
Oh, yeah.
South Carolina, this was bad back in, up there back in
Emory.
Y'all
ran
it. Wasn't bad like that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, a lot of places up there, states were bad. They like white or black people. But now they all over, because we moved here. We were about the fourth black person in the neighborhood. Mm-hmm. White people living right there.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody was white, mostly white.
Mm-hmm.
We got one more there, everybody was gone. All the white people. I said, damn, when that? Everybody never seen them move.
The black people moved in?
Yeah.
The white people moved out.
You couldn't go to the same movies and stuff like that. We go to the same store, but that's about it. And some of them didn't want to wait on you when you go in the store.
Wow. That's
sad. It's different now, though. It's a whole lot different.
Well, yeah, it is.
Everything different. Whole stuff.
There was enough room in the house for everybody to sleep?
We had bed. Everybody had a bed.
Y'all living pretty good for the 1940s.
Yeah, we had bed.
Wow. Did you have a TV?
No, back then we didn't. First we didn't have that, but back in the 50s we got TV.
What about radio? Was there radio in the house?
We had radio. It was a little small stuff. So when the fight would come on with Joe Louis used to fight, where everybody used to sit around there and be sitting there listening to the radio, I remember Billy Kahn and Max Schmeling. Julian used to fight them.
Did he win?
Yeah, he beat all of them. Julian was the champ then.
What else did you do for entertainment then? Mm-hmm. Did you go to the movies?
Go to the movies, and that's about it.
Did they have carnivals back then?
They had fairs. We used to go to the fair. Get up in the spring, in the Ferris wheel, or the swings, and, go to skating rink, ready to skate, roller skate. They had everything back then they had now, but there was old stuff. It wasn't new stuff like you got now. It wasn't new skates and wasn't new swings and new fast wheels and stuff.
But you just used to use stuff and you was happy with that. What did y'all eat? It was a big family. What did y'all eat?
They grew a lot of food.
Right.
They grew a lot of food. They yard up food like corn, tomatoes, and string beans, and apples, and peaches, and green, and stuff like that. They jarred it up, pre-cooked it, then they put it in jars. Then the jar got cool, they tightened the top on it, then set it up on the shelf.
And that was dinner?
Mm-hmm. And they cooked that. They cooked it to come out of the garden.
Who grew it? The family grew this? Family farm?
Had a little garden at the back of the house.
So what'd you do? That was all like vegetables and fruits. What'd y'all do for meat? Did you eat any meat?
Well, we had chicken. We killed hogs and eat the hogs. Chicken.
You killed them and ate?
Yeah, killed them, picked them. Eat rabbits.
That was
killed
meat?
Killed rabbits and stuff like that.
And y'all ate it?
Mm-hmm.
You didn't mind eating it?
No, we didn't mind. Back then, that's all you had to eat. We had a store. See, our store, we had all kind of meat out of the store, too. But most of the people, they raised their food at the store.
Mm-hmm.
We got all meat and stuff out the store. Right? All kind of stuff, out the store.
Mm-hmm.
Our stuff was in cans, canned goods. We had plenty of meat in our store.
Wow.
That was back in the 40s, mm-hmm. 30s and 40s.
Now, you had a car, too. How'd you get a car? We didn't have cars back then. How did everybody get around?
My daddy had a car. Daddy had a car and a truck.
But you had one, too, eventually.
My daddy gave it to me. My daddy gave me a car. Me and my nephew, we the only two boys had cars going to school. And the only two boys knew how to drive back then.
So the rest of them, y'all drove to school. How did everybody else walk?
They walked. They walked to school.
Wasn't no school buses?
Yeah, they had school buses like people coming from a long way. They had to catch the bus.
Okay.
Like 5, 10, 15 miles away, they caught the bus.
It wasn't always easy for African Americans living in the South. My dad told me about a situation he had on the job at a furniture store. He got into a situation with his boss, and he wound up having to pack up his family and leave town that same night. They drove all night until they reached Philadelphia.
And he said something to me in 55, and they'd be mad. He told me how bad he was and did he get in the service. I did him out the side door. And so he didn't come out the side door, so I left. So I went on to the house. I said, pack up, homie. He said, what's the matter? I said, we're going to Philadelphia. He said, what's the matter? I said, me and Mr. Bradley had an argument. I said, I did him out the door. And so they may find me dead tomorrow, so I'm getting out of there. So we packed up, we left that same night.
Wow.
Left that same day. And we do come up and been up ever since.
Pop, did any of our family serve in the military? World War II, perhaps?
We had just moved out of a new house back in the 40s when my brother and I came in from service back in 1941. One brother went in, and later on, the other one went in, and both of them came home together. That's the only time we came home, was one time.
What were their names?
One was named Wilbert, and the one named Staff. That's the one got killed in service. Came on one time, he got killed over. He never did come back. He's still over there in France, in Bardi.
He's buried in France.
Mm-hmm.
If anybody listening has any connections, we'd love to bring Stafford home. He fought and died for his country in World War II, and he's buried in France. Get in touch with us, bj@ancestorsbackthen.com. That's B as in boy, J as in Janet. bj@ancestorsbackthen.com. If you can help us bring a family member back home to the United States. Thank you for joining us. We'd love to hear your story. Send us an email to bj@ancestorsbackthen.com. That's bj@ancestorsbackthen.com, and we'll be in touch. We'll see you next time.
Don't forget to like us and subscribe.